So we do actually two medication drives throughout the year, one in the spring, one in the fall, basically trying to take back all those unused expired medications that might find their way onto the streets or in someone's hands that's going to misuse them.
Yeah.
That's really the goal of this.
And I, again, that's the interesting part about this that you see. Not only, I mean, obviously, we want to prevent accidental overdoses or even intentional overdoses, and that gets a lot of the attention. But from a law enforcement standpoint, you see this as crime prevention.
Absolutely, because if we can take an element away from any situation, we talk about a crime triangle. Mm-hmm. It requires essentially three sides, including opportunity, which is what this is. Mm-hmm. If we can take that away, it eliminates the possibility of that crime occurring.
People don't realize that these medications that people may have in their home actually can end up on the street being sold to kids or really anyone.
Absolutely. That's a real threat. The more concern is someone wanders into our house, a family member perhaps, goes through our medicine cabinet, finds something that they want to take, and that's how it kind of starts. Now, when you look at the National Center for Drug Abuse Statistics, they talk about 6% of Americans over the age of 12 are misusing prescription medications. Now, 6% doesn't sound like a whole lot, but when you look at the numbers, you're talking millions, tens of millions of people.
You do the math. How often is that intentional or accidental? Because both of those are concerning.
Sure. When we talk about misuse, it could be a number of things. It could be the intentional misuse of medications, right? That's kind of the illegal drug trade that we talk about. It could be sharing our medications. Hey, I know someone has a headache. Here's one of my prescription Vicodin, Percocet pills, right? Take this, you'll feel better.
Right.
It can also be taking more than we should. And we see this a lot with our elderly population. Maybe kind of forget, did I take my medications today? Right. That happens. I think we can all kind of relate to that to some degree.
Yeah. And with respect to the crime aspect of this, in addition to the possibility of these things ending up on the street, it also becomes something of a gateway for someone who might be curious.
Sure, absolutely. And one of the things that we see that's pretty common for us is we have a car break-in, especially summer months coming up. People going around checking car doors, seeing if the car's unlocked, getting inside, stealing the change. And some people keep their medications inside the car and they end up getting swiped, right? So either that person ends up using them themselves or they end up reselling them.
Yeah. So we mentioned the Prescription Drug Take Back Day is actually next Saturday, and you have a concerted effort to do this on that day.
Correct. Right? Yep. Each one of these events we do, we usually take in a couple hundred pounds worth of medications. It's not just prescription medications. You can bring up anything that you want to get rid of, including over-the-counter medications. We'll take about everything. But that's going to be Saturday, April 27th, from 8 until noon.
Okay.
Pretty simple process. You just drive into the City of Findlay Municipal Building parking lot. We'll come out to the car, take the medications, and you can drive on your way.
Yeah, important to note, too, that that is not the only opportunity people have to dispose of their unused medications. This is actually an ongoing initiative.
Absolutely. The police department, we have a drop box there. You walk in the front door, don't even have to go through a security checkpoint. You can just drop them off, and basically it looks like an old mailbox. Same way over at the Hancock County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah.
Those are always open.
And I know a number of pharmacies actually have locations where you can drop off unused medications in a secure box that's similar to that.
Sure. And those are always kind of changing. It kind of depends on security and things like that. But there are some pharmacies that will take these as well.
Yeah. Bottom line is that we want to get these out of the home. And it's mostly an awareness thing next Saturday.
Correct. And most of us, I think we can all think of a medication that we had that we just, you know, maybe didn't end up taking the whole thing, although you should, right? Take all your medications as directed.
Exactly.
But we end up with medications that are expired on you just kind of sitting around. We want to get rid of them, but we don't want to flush them down the toilet because that creates an entirely different issue, right?
Different danger, right?
Don't want to throw them in the trash can, so we just hold on to them. Well, this is the avenue to get rid of them.
Yeah. To prevent accidental or intentional overdoses, to prevent crime, and you know, these become unsafe if they're expired. I mean, after a while.
Absolutely.
So that's an issue as well.